Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
Have you ever been reading the paper and seen something that as you read it, it just really made you start thinking? Or I like to watch inventors shows or even the little things like How It's Made. And I like to see it like, man, that's so simple. If I had thought of that, what would be different? Or if I had come up with this, what would be different? Or wow, I just wish that I had been the one that had come up with something like that. It make you think. Or even more so than that, it challenges you to where either you want to try to tweak one or two things in this area, or you want to try to work just a little bit harder in another. I read a verse the other day that did just that. It's in the book of Psalms, chapter 125 and verse 1. It says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." And I read that and it struck me in the heart. I'm not going to lie. It struck me. Am I really putting faith in my Savior as I should? Do I really trust Him? My dad tells me this story all the time. He told it to me as I was growing up. And he tells it to me even now of a man that he had in Bible college. The professor's name was Dr. Delaney. And Dr. Delaney would lean forward and he would ask the class, said, "Can you trust Him? Can you really trust Him?" And the challenge that my father passed to me was the same one that was passed to him by his college professor. He said, "Daniel, can you trust Him? Can you really trust Him?" And I think if we all accept that challenge of can we trust Him, the Bible promises us something great here. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on a plain path.